Mother is an American horror film starring Jennifer Lawrence that centres on the disruption of her tranquil marriage and country life by a mysterious couple. Director Darren Aronofsky reportedly said that the film follows a dream logic narrative. We are joined here in the studio by our movie reviewer, Blake Smart, to tell us all about it. G'day.
Good morning. Yes, dream logic narrative. That makes a lot of sense.
I was just going to say, can you explain that for me?
It's quite a surreal movie. And very mysterious at the start, and you definitely won't understand what's happening as soon as you get into the movie. And it's really bought into this mystery because the first trailer for the movie didn't show any footage whatsoever. It just played sounds from the movie and pieces of dialogue, and you sort of wonder what's going on, and subsequent trailers showed some stuff, but you definitely go into this movie not expecting what's about to happen to you. And right. It's a very visceral experience.
Kind of Inception-y or even more confusing?
It depends. You could be entirely confused by this movie or you could think it's quite simplistic because the mystery of the movie has an answer. It's not totally ambiguous and you can understand what's going on, but there's no moment in the movie, there's no specific moment that everyone will get it. You could get it 5 minutes into the movie, or you could never get it at all. And you could get it any point in between.
So it sounds like you got it.
About halfway through, I pretty smugly went, and I got it. And then I was with some friends, and another friend got it shortly after me. But my other friend, the third friend, didn't understand it at all until the end when we had to explain it to him.
Is it a horror film?
I would say it's a psychological thriller. Mm. It definitely has some horror elements, but that just comes out of its visceral surrealism. And sort of this textured world, which is really intense. And it starts off as this idyllic home in this idyllic countryside. And you can hear the house and it creaks and it moans and it sort of has a life of its own because it's got a beating heart. And you really hear it through the ears of Jennifer Lawrence's character, who is the main character. And you see everything from her perspective. And you feel the house. And then as it goes on, there is violence in the movie, and the violence is just as intense and textured as the house is.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a movie I want to see.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth your time. I can't say for sure that it's an entertaining experience for everyone. I don't regret seeing it, not for a second, and I enjoyed it all the way while trying to figure out the mystery, and then after I'd figured it out, I enjoyed it even more.
And what was the acting like in it? How was Jennifer Lawrence?
So the acting is sort of strange to comment on because it's, again, dream logic and it's weird and you don't really know why everyone's acting so awkward and weird until you get the point of the movie. But there's very little naturalism in the performance. It's all very, very strange and it can make you squirm the way that it feels. It's part of the psychological thrilling part.
It sounds like it's, in order for it to be quite powerful as well, the visuals would have to be quite beautiful.
Yeah, they are very beautiful and it's definitely shot on film because you can see the film grain pretty clearly in a lot of the low light shots, which helps the texture of the movie, which is the best way to describe it. Is just it's intense texture and sort of real. It's like, forget 3D. This is the type of movie that you feel like you can reach out and touch because you feel like you're touching things, you're hearing things that are in the movie.
Wow. We are speaking with our movie reviewer, Blake Smart, there about the horror film Mother. You've also been off to see The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yes. Well, if Mother's worth your time, I guess I could say that Hitman's Bodyguard is a movie that's worth your money, I guess. It's a movie about a hitman who is basically going to go to Geneva to sort of snitch on this criminal warlord. The hitman is played by Samuel L. Jackson, who plays, Samuel L. Jackson in the movie. So if you've ever seen him and you've ever enjoyed a movie by him, you'll probably enjoy him in this movie. And then he has to have a bodyguard who is played by Ryan Reynolds, who also plays Ryan Reynolds in this movie. So it's sort of, a vacuous piece of entertainment where you can watch these two fairly entertaining people, if you like them, kind of go across this countryside that's sort of nice to look at, but also it's mostly the movie's just focused on their relationship.
And what was the dialogue like? Because I kind of imagine it's not going to work if it's not snappy.
It's snappy. I wouldn't say that it's too smart. There's some witty parts, but it's not an intelligent movie, and it gets a bit vulgar at certain points. But it's not pointless. They do have this clear character dynamic where Ryan Reynolds is an uptight person and Samuel L. Jackson plays someone who just kind of goes with the flow. And so they, you know, the hitman ends up teaching the bodyguard, you know, a few lessons about life, about letting go.
And does it strike a balance, do you think, between action and comedy, or was it a bit cliche?
I would say that it is both of those things. Yeah. It strikes a balance between them both, but in a very standard way. Cliche is, I guess, is a harsh word. I would say standard. The action itself is well choreographed, extremely well choreographed, and it's high production values, but it's not. It's got some pretty mediocre direction. It's standard coverage of you just see the stuff happening. It's impressive stuff, but if you're someone who likes to see action with a bit of a visual flair, if you're a bit of a connoisseur, then it's not impressive the way that they've shot the action.
Yeah. And do you think that, I don't know, they're relying on star power a little bit there?
They are definitely relying on star power in entirely the way through the movie. It basically what the movie rests upon is these two characters' very strong personalities.
So maybe easy to miss this one.
This is definitely easy to miss. It's something that you could, you know, if you have a Sunday afternoon after it's out of the cinema, you could turn it on and you wouldn't necessarily regret your experience unless you'd think that total vacuous entertainment is a complete waste of time. But if you like to relax and chill out and watch something that doesn't mean a lot to you and could be entertaining to you, then I would say that this movie is a worthy distraction.
Well, you've been anything but distracting this morning, Blake. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Blake Smart, our movie reviewer, giving his take on the new psychological film, Mother, and the all-star action comedy, The Hitman's Bodyguard.